KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches announced their selections for cross-country coaches of the year last week. Each class had a state coach of the year chosen, and a number of at-large coach of the year selections were chosen as well. In Class 1A girls, Kelly Kirsten of Logan Magnolia was named the state coach of the year. She led the Panthers to their second straight state title this season. In Class 1A boys, Alexia Cohorn of Tri-Center and Daryl Burmeister of Nottoway Valley were at-large coach of the year selections. In Class 2A girls, Colin Shago of ACGC was honored as an at-large coach of the year choice. In Class 3A girls, Doug Renke of Harlan was an at-large choice as well. A lot of postseason honors being doled out for the fall sports seasons. The Hawkeye 10 Conference All-Conference Volleyball teams announced, and among the first team selections, Hannah Neiman of Denison, Ellie Scarborough of Glenwood, she was a unanimous pick. Ashley Hall of Harlan, Kara Peter of Kemper Catholic, also a unanimous selection. Mallory Bating of Kemper Catholic, Anna Niehaus of Kemper Catholic, Delaney Esterling of Lewis Central, Megan Whitty of Lewis Central was a unanimous selection. Chloe Johnson of Red Oak, also a unanimous pick. Sophie Walker of Red Oak, a first team selection. And Allie Petrie of St. Albert, also a unanimous first team selection. Also among the honorable mention picks, Haley Rasmussen and Alyssa Derby of Atlantic were both chosen as honorable mention. Corner Conference All-Conference Volleyball teams also were announced. The first team selections include Alexa Knopp of East Mills, Kelsey Hobby of Sydney, Olivia Larson of Sydney, and Lexi Ungry of East Mills. Those four were all unanimous elite selections. Rachel Witzke of Fremont Mills, Desiree Drake of East Mills, Tara Peterson of Stanton, and Rachel Drake of East Mills were the rest of the first team picks. Among the second team selections, Griswold's Lauren Peterson was a second team selection, along with Maddie Duncan of Sydney, Presley Brumbaugh of Sydney, Jenna Stevens of Stanton, Kaylin Driscoll of Fremont Mills, Kaylor Horgdahl of East Mills, Marley Johnson of Stanton, and Brooklyn Adams of Stanton were all second team selections. Griswold's Jocelyn Amos was an honorable mention pick, along with Stanton's Cammy Tibben in the Corner Conference volleyball selections. Over to football, the 2019 Class 1A District 10 Football Awards were doled out this week, and here's a look at some of the honors for Tri-Center and Logan Magnolia athletes. From Tri-Center, among the first team selections, Bryson Freeberg at quarterback, Trevor Carlson at linebacker, Gavin Heim at wide receiver, Alex Osdemore at guard, Brecken Freeberg at wide receiver, and Owen Osbar at defensive end. Second team selections include wide receiver Hunter Wards and also a wide receiver Mason Rohash. Honorable mention picks include linebackers Ethan Barely and Ashton McDermott. Among the top honors, district offensive MVP was Bryson Freeberg of Tri-Center. Tri-Center's Trevor Carlson was the co-defensive MVP. District lineman of the year was Alex Osdemore, and the district assistant coach of the year, Dave Carlson. Logan Magnolia also with some honors. First team selections include Barrett Pitt, an offensive lineman, along with Bryce Hannett, a linebacker, and Gavin McGuire, running back. Among the second team picks were defensive lineman Rex Johnson and defensive back Gabe Walski. Honorable mention picks include defensive back Dylan Kennard and offensive lineman Joe Hedger. Also, the IKM Manning Wolves landed a strong number of players in the Class A District 2 All-District Awards list. The first-team offensive selections for the Wolves include running backs Amos Rasmussen and Kyler Rasmussen, offensive lineman Will Jorgensen, and wide receiver Parker Behrens. First-team defensive honorees for the Wolves include defensive lineman Brody Swearingen and also linebacker Colton Brandt. Amos Rasmussen was also named the first-team specialist. Colton Brandt was named the Defensive Player of the Year. Head coach Tom Casey was named Head Coach of the Year. Corey McCarville was honored as an Assistant Coach of the Year as well. A number of Wolves were second-team choices also in that list. Well, University of Iowa defensive end A.J. Epinesa has been recognized as the Big Ten Conference Defensive Player of the Week following Iowa's 23-19 win over 7th-ranked Minnesota. That announcement made yesterday. Epinesa is a native of Glen Carbon, Illinois. He earns the third conference honor of his career after sharing the defensive honor a year ago for his play and wins over Iowa State and Illinois. Epinesa recorded 3 solo tackles and 1 assist as Iowa handed Minnesota its first loss of the season. He recorded 2.5 of Iowa's 6 sacks, along with forcing a fumble and collecting 1 quarterback pressure. His final tackle of the game came on Minnesota's final possession and resulted in the Golden Gophers facing a 3rd-and-21 in the final 2 minutes. Riley Moss intercepted a Minnesota pass 2 plays later to secure the Iowa victory. Epinesa has 26 tackles in the 10 games, 16 of those solo. He leads the Hawkeyes with 7 sacks and 9 quarterback pressures, ranking 2nd in tackles for loss, and shares the team lead with 2 forced fumbles. Hawkeyes play their final home game of the season Saturday, hosting Illinois, in a game we'll have for you here on the radio, kicking off at 11 o'clock. Well, the Big 12 Conference announced Iowa State junior place kicker Connor Asali is the Big 12 Special Teams Player of the Week. Asali played a huge role in Iowa State's 23-21 win over number 22 Texas Saturday. Asali was 2 of 2 on field goals and 2 of 2 on PATs in the victory, including connecting on one of the most historic kicks in the Cyclone history. With Iowa State down 21-20, Asali booted a 36-yard field goal as time expired to clinch the Cyclone win. That was the first regulation walk-off score for Iowa State since 1983. Asali also had a successful 35-yarder in the second quarter. The Naperville, Illinois native ranks 4th in school history in field goal percentage, and his 27 career field goals is 9th in school history. Well, the Friends of John Mackey announced 8 semifinalists for the 2019 John Mackey Award, and Iowa State sophomore tight end Charlie Kohler made the list. Kohler's having the greatest season by a tight end in Iowa State history in 2019, leading the Big 12 in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns. Kohler's season receiving yardage total is a school record by a tight end, and his 7 touchdowns is 1 shy from the school mark set by E.J. Bibbs in 2014. Among tight ends nationally, Kohler ranks 4th in touchdown catches, 7th in receiving yards per game, and 8th in receptions per game. Kohler has been Davey O'Brien Award semifinalist Brock Purdy's favorite target. The 6'6", 252-pounder has routinely come up with big plays with his outstanding hands and precise routes. Kohler, who has 4 70-yard receiving games this season, has an active streak of a touchdown catch in 4 straight games to tie for the 3rd longest string in school history. The Mackey Award finalists will be announced on November 25th. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell is not concerned about his team turning the page to this week's game against Kansas. The Cyclones, coming off that 23-21 win over Texas, will host a Jayhawk team that's 3-7 under first-year coach Les Miles.
You just got to turn the videotape on and watch this Kansas team. And I think our respect already before we even got this, because we've trailed them in so many games, is just how those kids are playing. Obviously, Coach Miles coming in, doing an incredible job, you know, in the spirit and the toughness that those kids are playing with right now. I think that's the first thing that catches your eye.
Campbell says he's been pleased with the Cyclones' consistent effort this season.
We've lived in positive and negative moments all year, but the same Iowa State team has showed up every week. Our kids play really hard. We're really not concerned with the outcome, and I think we're really, when you build it based on the process, then I think it allows your team to just continue to grow.
That game kicks off at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has undergone right hip surgery after suffering a dislocation in Saturday's 38-7 win at Mississippi State. Alabama team surgeon Dr. Lyle Kane said Monday the procedure in Houston was successful. Kane described Tagovailoa's prognosis as excellent and reiterated that he is expected to make a full recovery. Tagovailoa was injured while being dragged down by 2 defenders late in the first half against the Bulldogs Saturday. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have regained a half-game lead in the AFC West by winning in Mexico City. Daniel Sorensen picked off Phillip Rivers at the goal line with 18 seconds remaining to preserve the Chiefs' 24-17 victory over the Chargers. Mike Williams made a spectacular 50-yard catch with 44 seconds to play, and Los Angeles got to the Kansas City 14 before Rivers tossed his 4th interception of the night. Patrick Mahomes passed for 182 yards and hit Travis Kelce for his only touchdown. LaShawn McCoy and Darrell Williams rushed for touchdowns as the 7-4 Chiefs hung on to win the 4th regular season NFL game played in Mexico. Kansas City leads its division by a half game over Oakland. Rivers passed for 353 yards during his first 4 interception games since November of 2016. The Chargers are now 4-7 following their 5th loss in 7 games. Well, Duke has moved to number 1 in the Associated Press men's college basketball poll following Kentucky's surprising loss to Evansville. The Blue Devils received 52 first-place votes from the 65-member media panel. Number 2 Louisville came away with 8 first-place votes, and number 3 Michigan State had 4. Kansas and North Carolina rounded out the top 5, with number 7 Virginia receiving the final first-place vote this week. In top 25 college hoops last night, 3rd-rated Michigan State beat Charleston Southern 94-46. Number 9 Kentucky over Utah Valley 82-74. 19th-ranked Auburn beat Colgate 91-62. 10th-ranked Ohio State over Stetson 86-51. It was number 23 Colorado over UC Irvine 69-53, while number 15 Utah State beat Texas San Antonio 82-50. Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm wants to see improved three-point shooting in tonight's game against Southern Miss. The Cyclones made only 3 of 25 from behind the arc in a win last week over Northern Illinois.
I bet two-thirds of them were probably good looks. I mean, you know, Tyrese shot a couple deep ones. Zion, you know, forced one. But, I mean, there was a lot of ones that were wide open. And you know, we need to figure out a way to be a 37-38% three-point shooting team.
Senior forward Michael Jacobson says the Cyclones also need to get better on defense.
You know, it starts, you know, starts up front with the guards, and they just got to, you know, they got to get into the ball, pressure the ball. And then me and Solo got to do a good job, you know, calling out screen coverages and getting to where we need to be and not letting them throw it in the post, not letting them move the ball inside the perimeter. So if we can do that and box out and rebound, I think, you know, we'll have a pretty good shot at making a run.
That's a 7 o'clock tip time tonight in Ames. The Northern Iowa men look to stay undefeated tonight by hosting Tennessee Martin. The Skyhawks are 2-2 after a 102-63 loss at Wichita State.
They're going to play man-to-man. They're going to play some 2-3 zone. They're going to press a little bit in the full court. Their starting center's got 18 offensive rebounds in 4 games. He's been to the free throw line 26 times. He's averaging right about 20 points and getting 7 or 8 rebounds a game, but very active, very good player at that center position.
That's Panther head coach Ben Jacobson, who says UT Martin center Quinton Dove will be difficult to guard. He averages better than 20 points and 7 rebounds per game. It's the first of back-to-back games for the Panthers, who will host Cornell College then on Wednesday night.
We were going to play Tuesday, Thursday when we were setting this up with the high school football playoffs. You know, once you get to Thursday and those games start going over in the dome, playing at the same time isn't good for anybody. And so we, you know, we asked Cornell if they could. They've got a Tuesday night game as well. But asked them if they'd be willing to come up on Wednesday and play it with no day in between, and glad that they were able to make that work.
And tonight's game against Tennessee Martin starts at 7 o'clock. In baseball news, Derek Jeter is among 18 newcomers on the 2020 Hall of Fame ballot. The 14-time All-Star shortstop and 5-time World Series champion hit .310 with 3,465 hits in 20 seasons, all with the Yankees. Jeter was the 1996 AL Rookie of the Year and has been CEO of the Miami Marlins the past 2 seasons. Other newcomers announced Monday by the Baseball Writers Association of America include Cliff Lee, Josh Beckett, Jason Giambi, Paul Konerko, Rafael Furcal, Bobby Abreu, and Alfonso Soriano. Holdovers include Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, and Larry Walker. And the owners of Maximum Security say they will appeal a federal judge's dismissal of their lawsuit that seeks to challenge the decision to disqualify their horse as winner of the Kentucky Derby. Gary West said in a statement that he's authorized his attorneys to file an appeal. U.S. District Judge Karen Caldwell issued a ruling Friday in which she said Kentucky's regulations make clear that the disqualification is not subject to judicial review. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.